And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A pregnant woman on TikTok has gone viral for showing a video of herself playing ABBA next to her belly. Her caption explains her strategy, saying that she wants her little boy to turn out a little gay. The video has more than 4 billion views and nearly a million likes, and the comment section is full of mothers describing the music they're using on their own sons. One brags her 4-year-old listens exclusively to Sabrina Carpenter, with another reporting that her son loves Lady Gaga at 18 months old. Riley Gaines asked the obvious question: if gay people are oppressed and marginalized, why are these moms hoping their sons end up that way? Speaking of celebrating things that shouldn't be celebrated, the singer Pink just received a Champion of Change Award from Planned Parenthood. The gala featured Meryl Streep, Melissa McCarthy, and others all clapping for women whose chief contribution to public life is handing out abortion pamphlets. Pink told the crowd that people only care about issues when they're personally affected. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley tried to extend the 1-year defunding of Planned Parenthood by a decade, and 2 Republican senators make sure that taxpayers keep writing the checks. Some genuinely good news out of Indiana. Governor Mike Braun has signed a law requiring public schools to teach the success sequence. You finish high school, get a full-time job, get married, then have kids in that order. Research shows that following that path produces 97% chance of avoiding poverty. A Democratic state senator complained that that curriculum is fraught with shame and amounts to a state-codified moral judgment about family tradition. Yeah, that's the point. Used to call that wisdom. Down in North Carolina, a junior at Cox Mill High School stood up before the county school board and described what life actually is like when a male student who identifies as female shares the girls' locker room and the cheer team. The principal told them the issue was too political to address, and the board's answer was, in effect, go somewhere else. And in Maine, Democrat congressional candidate Mac Dunlap declared that the transgender athlete issue is kind of a manufactured crisis. That was his quote. Tell that to the girls in North Carolina that we were just talking about, or tell it to Riley Gaines or any other female athlete who has watched championships get handed to men. And in Loudoun County, Virginia, a trans-identifying 19-year-old named Hayden Dollery has been arrested. The charge? Threatening bodily injury against a high school. His day job until last week was substitute teaching in Loudoun County Schools, the same district who has had a father arrested for speaking up after his daughter was assaulted by a male student in a skirt. Apparently, the vetting process still has a little bit of room for improvement. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.